identify which student athlete your question is for. We would appreciate that. Then we will dismiss the student athletes, and coach will remain to answer questions. With that, Syracuse head coach Jim Mayer.
You know, I thought we fought as hard as we have all year, just like we do every game. I thought our defense was good. I just thought we lost a little offensive patience in the first half. I thought we forced some shots in some situations when we should have been a little bit more patient. I think our offense just hurt us tonight. Our offense has been really good the last two games. I just thought tonight we just weren't as patient as we've been on the offensive end of the court. We got Song in foul trouble early and we didn't take advantage of it. You know, when he comes back in, he's going to be difficult. He was. But I thought the first half, it got away from us. We got 10 down. We made an unbelievable comeback. Guys at one. We've been able to make a play in that situation. We just didn't. But I give Ohio State a ton of credit. They played really, really well. They've got a great basketball team, and they deserve to win.
Thank you, Coach. We'll have questions now for our student athletes. If you'll raise your hand, we'll get a microphone over to you. Any questions? We'll take down here, please, on the right.
Len Robbins, New York Post, for both plays. I know it's tough right now, but when you have threes, looks at threes that you can hit all year long, and yet you're in a game where you're going to get rewarded to go into the basket, is it hard to keep that mind to pass up those threes and in fact?
We don't play the way we've been playing all year. And I was very confident that our guys that had the threes was able to make them, and that's how we got back in the game, being for 10 down. You know, Brandon made a couple big threes that he made that opened the game up for us, and we attacked the basket as well. Just missed some tippy layups, like Coach said. Tonight wasn't really our night on the offensive end, but I think we've done a great job of just sticking with it. That's what we've done all year, and that's the most. You know, that's why I hurt so much, because you're playing with a group of guys that you worked so hard all year, you know, to get to this moment, and everybody knew the goals, and we just hurt because we just came up short. You know, the loss hurt, but me not playing with these guys for the rest of my life is going to hurt even more. You know, these are like my brothers, and we came up short today, but for the most part, man, we had a great season.
Chris, would you like to answer that?
Actually,
probably took a less than normal. Okay. We got a question down in front.
Bob Ryan, Boston Globe. Chris, would you describe Sullivan's effect on the game in the second half from your big guy's point of view?
He played hard. He was attacking the basket. He was different, you know, position out on the you guard a big guy like Sullivan's tough for, you know, really in the to, you know, do something. Either he's going to get fouled or, you know, he'll have the chance to. They'll score 2 points, so, you know, Dave did as good a job as they've had against them. He made some tough shots, and, you know, he's a good player.
Question here in the back on the right.
Mike Waters, Syracuse Post-Standard. Chris, Scoop just there was talking about how not playing with these guys anymore hurts almost, or maybe more than the loss does. This is the end of your career as well. Are you able to describe what it's like right now, knowing that?
It's real tough knowing, you know, that my career is over. And that I won't be able to beat that.
Next question. We've got a question down in front on the left.
Greg Logan, Newsday for a Scoop. Obviously, the referees called a very tight game. It seemed to affect it a lot. Ohio State went to the line 42 times, made 13 of 14 in the last minute. How did that, the way the game was called, affect you guys, do you believe?
First of all, I want to give Ohio State a lot of credit. They won a game. You know, without the referees, they played a good game. And that's all I got to say about that. We're not going to bring on the refs. You know, I think we had a chance to win the game no matter what with the refs or without them giving us any cause. So for the most part, I want to give Ohio State credit and congratulate on them going to the Final Four.
Any other questions? Seeing none, we'll excuse our student athletes at this time. Thank you. Questions for Coach Beha? We're going to start in the back on the right.
Jeff Wardell, CBSSports.com. Can you just explain, what was your thinking by not playing two for the last 4 minutes?
Deion Ware's been our best offensive player this year, and Brandon Trish hit 2 threes in a row. He hasn't played in the last 7, 8, 10 minutes, several games this year. Fairly, absolutely normal. Another reason Deion didn't get back, he had 4 fouls, he didn't get him back in there because Brandon hit the 2 threes and Scoop got the 2 drives. But I wanted to get Deion in there for the last few minutes.
Question over on the left.
Jesse Veronica, Rochester Democrat and Chronicle. Coach, the whistles, how much did it just hurt the flow of the game for you guys?
Down here in front.
Coach, John Garcia Jr., scout.com. You said that you guys weren't able to take advantage of Sullinger on the bench in the first half. What exactly was it that prevented you from doing so?
As I said, I think we took a couple bad pull-up jumpers. We should probably try to get there at that time, But I just don't think that we had good movement as good as we've had this year in that 10, 12 minutes at the end of the first half. I just didn't think Ohio State's a very good defensive team, with or without some. We might be better without. Let's see, he can get some pick and roll stuff when he's in there because he doesn't step up. That's how Scoop got those layups in there. But we just didn't play well offensively in that time period. I don't think we took too many threes. We took we actually shot 6 for 16 from the 3-point shot wasn't the problem. I thought Chris had a tough night getting to the first half. He just couldn't get going. And, he's a big key for us. He just really couldn't get anything going. But I thought there were a couple lost opportunities in the first half. And second half, we did, Sollinger's a very difficult match. I thought we did some good things with him and probably did enough. We got back into the game. And when we got it to one, they made a three, and then we made a three. And then we just couldn't quite make a play. This was going to be an even game no matter what. And, we just got it to one. We really just couldn't make a play, But these kids, they fight every play all year. We actually almost had a chance at the end. We needed one basket there when it was 4, and we just couldn't get it. But, they played as hard as you can play. That's all you can ask them as a coach. We're going to get hurt on the boys. We got hurt a little bit on the boys. That's something that's happened every game. But we just weren't efficient enough in the first half offensively. That's what we just weren't.
Got a question in the back on the right.
Mike Water, Syracuse Post Standard. Jim, did you get an explanation for why you received a technical foul?
First one in about 3 years, I think.
Question down here on the left in front.
Greg Logan from Newsday. Jim, were they about as effective as any team you've seen operating inside the zone under the basket with those two?
No, I thought defense wasn't the problem tonight. Our defense was not the problem. I mean, they shot 40%, 30% from the three. That wasn't the problem. The defense wasn't the problem. Our offense was the problem. And I guess we fouled them too many times.
Down here in front on the way.
Coach Kevin Walsh, Comcast Sports in New England. Can you talk about Aaron Kraft and his disruptive presence just playing tight end?
He's a good player. He's a real good player. He didn't bother us. He had one steal. Scoop got the basket. We got things we wanted to get there. But he's a very smart player, and he really gets the ball to people. But Sollinger and Thomas are tremendous players. Smith hit the big shot against us when it was when we cut it to one. And ended the shot clock, he hit a pretty tough three. But Smith really over-put a game. I thought we did a good job with everybody except for him.
Over on the far left.
Herb Gould, Chicago Sun-Times. Jim, you just touched on it a little bit, but if you could extend. Smith, how much did you know about him, and was that a surprise?
No, I mean, he's a good player. I mean, he's a very good player. He played, he had a big game tonight for him.
Right down here in front, first round. Coach John Garcia, JuniorScout.com. You said all year long that this team would go as far as the seniors took it, and you had your deepest run in 9 years. Is there any way you can kind of reflect on those guys?
Well, they've been great. I mean, they've won more games in this 4 years than anybody, the senior class that we've ever had. These last 2 years, they've been great. They've been good leaders. They've really done everything you could ask from them. There's nothing you could ask out of those guys. I mean, they played the best year the shoe set has had. The biggest conference, which is always tough, but it's just as tough this year as it's ever been. And we had to beat Louisville 7 games. We beat them twice and then the final four, so it must be pretty good. And we had a big Connecticut 3 times. We did that. We won there in the campus, which we've never done. We won 17 games, which we've never done. The Big East, only one other school has. It just had an unbelievable career, really, these guys. I don't think you can give them enough credit for what Scoop and Chris have done.
We've got time for one last question. It's going to come over here on the left.
Jim, Bob Baptist, Columbus Dispatch. You mentioned Sollinger and Thomas as tremendous players. Once they got both of them back in the game together in the second half, what was the biggest problem they gave you?
Well, Sollinger's just still difficult down low. We got 2 freshmen and a sophomore that weighs 200 pounds, and they're a big disadvantage. I thought they did all right. They hung in there against them. He's going to score. We know he's going to score some points. I thought they really battled him pretty good. I think that, we wanted to go at him early and try to get him in foul trouble. And, the second half, we still kept trying to go at him. And, he wasn't coming over to help so we could get some layups, get some easy shots. But, he's very good at low post, and he's an All-American. He's the best low post player in the country. I think we did all right with him. We had to play better on offense. We've been coming off 2 games. Wisconsin's a very good defensive team, one of the best defensive teams in the Big Ten. We shot 55% for the game. Kansas State's one of the best defensive teams in the Big 12, and we shot 56% against them. So, I just thought we could have gotten some better shots in the first half. I think the second half we did. We shot 48% in the second half. I think the first half, the 10 for 28, just, wasn't good enough. We needed to do a better job in the first half offensively. And, we just, that's where we, that's where I think we lost the game. We needed to be in a better position at the end of the half.
Thank you, Coach. We appreciate it.